Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. When Rebecca Sofer was in her early 30s, she lost both of her parents just a few years apart. While navigating the pain of loss and logistics that accompany death, she kept thinking that if everyone dies, why is no one alive talking about how hard it is to lose someone? She partnered with Gabrielle Berkner to create the website Modern Loss and start that taboo conversation. The site features personal essays about the aftermath of loss that vary widely and show that there's no right way to grieve, a lot will come up that you couldn't expect both emotionally and practically, and that the sorrow doesn't disappear just because a year or two passes. Earlier this year, Harper Wave published Sofer and Berkner's book, which extends the mission of spurring the conversation, and this Thursday at 6 p.m., The Mount in Lenox, Massachusetts, presents An Evening of Modern Loss Storytelling with Rebecca Sofer. Rebecca, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thanks so much for having me, Sarah. It's always a pleasure to be on with you guys.
So before we talk about the event at the Mount, you have had a big year. The Modern Loss book came out this year, and you traveled all over the country a number of times talking to people about the book and hearing people's stories of their own loss. How was that?
It was a whirlwind. It was a whirlwind, and it was just an enormous honor of my lifetime to do something like this. Yeah, our book came out at the end of January, and we launched in Brooklyn and found out that we broke the attendance record for Powerhouse Arena in Dumbo.
Wow.
We had about 230 people at our book launch, including Chelsea Clinton, which was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
That was wild. And it was just this incredibly communal event focused on the mess, like honest talk about what it's like to live with loss. And when we say loss, I don't mean just the first day or year. I'm talking about forever, the different ways it pops up, the different ways it holds your hand in life on any given moment. And sometimes it's really hilarious. Sometimes it's really gut-wrenching. Sometimes it's frustrating. But it just is always there. And so we launched with this amazing storytelling series from different contributors to the book. And it was just phenomenal. And what we did by extension was go all around the country over the last several months. We've been to LA and San Francisco and Austin and, you know, Portland. We spoke at Amazon headquarters a couple months ago, which was wild. And we have done a combination of these live storytelling events and also different conversations that we've had with local, very public people who have a personal connection to what we write about and the movement that we're trying to grow. And it's just been amazing. On a personal note, it's also been interesting because my youngest child was still a technical baby when this book came out. And so, you know, I feel like I've given like birth a lot over the last few years, not always to humans.
And it must have been tricky to travel having the two young kids at home. And sometimes they came with you and sometimes they didn't.
It was really hard. It was really, really hard. It was one of the greater challenges of my life. And I feel like I've had a couple challenging experiences in my life, and this was one of them, you know, because the gut instinct is to take your baby with you, but then you realize, oh, like, I have to feed him, and he needs to sleep, and, you know, babies don't sleep through the night, really, and, you know, you also have to be on, and you're, you know, at least on my end, I was producing events, I had to speak, a lot of times those talks were recorded, webcast for all posterity, so I felt it behooved me to be in a state of mind where I could put the correct nouns and verbs in front of each other, and get at least a modicum of sleep. But, you know, just like the childcare juggle of making this all happen has been amazing. But everyone in my family is a super game trooper, and they all feel like they've been a part of this, of making this happen, which is really great because they have been. This would not have happened without my family's support. It's really great.
Remind us when you and Gabrielle Berkner founded Modern Loss. How long have you been working on this?
Yeah, almost 5 years. So we founded it. It launched in November 2013. I know that full well because I was 9 months pregnant. And yeah, since then, the website has grown. We have published hundreds and hundreds of personal essays about various aspects of loss across the long arc of it, written by a huge variety of people. We are a really, I would say, high-end publication. We're really very mindful with our editing and our acceptance process. And we also have a lot of practical resources on the site by people who are, say, financial therapists or clinicians, lawyers, people who can just weigh in on various aspects of loss and grief that I personally would have really wanted when I needed it the most. And so that's what we tried to create, was this combination of, you know, digital support and encouragement and pointing toward proof of resilience in the form of these personal essays, but also hand in hand with a backbone of this practical support that you could go to and actually get, you know, like, oh, like, how do I deal with an inheritance process? Oh, this is how. And how do I do it without going insane? Oh, this is how. And so that's, we're really proud of it. Since then, you know, the site has grown a lot. We have a really dedicated readership. We have a very active closed Facebook group of people who, it's, anyone is welcome to sign up to join. You know, we're on all the social media accounts, and now this book that's come out of this whole thing is just—it's just been amazing to do this book and to do it in conjunction with more than 40 people who have contributed their pieces to it.
An evening of modern law storytelling with Rebecca Sofer is taking place at The Mount on August 9th, starting at 6 p.m. You have lined up a tremendous bunch of storytellers to join you there. Tell us who will be there and how that event will sort of roll out, what it will be like.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited about this. We did an event at The Mount last year. We did a conversation. It was me, my friend Lucy Kalanithi, whose husband wrote When Breath Becomes Air, and our other friend Emily Rapp, who wrote this beautiful memoir, New York Times bestselling memoir called The Still Point of the Turning World. And that went so well, and people were so happy to have the chance to, you know, attend an event that was really focused on loss and that wasn't necessarily a sob fest, but more, you know, just a let it all hang out kind of fest.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were standing room only. It was just a really packed room. And from that, it just we just realized that The Mount is just this perfect place to do this kind of event. It's not only gorgeous, but, you know, of course, in the ethos of Edith Wharton, it's really nice to do something that's really about candidness and transparency, and maybe taking on a bit of a taboo, which is open talk on loss in the good, the bad, the ugly, the hilarious. And so we do have this amazing lineup of storytellers. I tried to make it kind of a Berkshire evening of storytellers since I've been here for quite some time, and I really love it. We have Joey Ternilla, who's terrific. He's a longtime Berkshirean, and he hosts this great live storytelling series in Great Barrington called Inkless, which everybody should check out at some point. There's Jane Larkworthy, who was the longtime beauty editor at W Magazine and many other magazines, and is just an excellent writer. She's also a food blogger. We have Emily Rapp Black again, my friend, who will be in from California because we are both leading a workshop at Kripalu. So I roped her into this as well, and she's just a great presence.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last two are Hannah Van Sickle, who is a local writer who contributes to Berkshire Magazine and Refinery 29 and Rural Intelligence. And finally, my friend Courtney Mom, who I believe you know as well through the Roundtable.
Yeah.
She's amazing. And she is this wonderful writer, and her novel, Touch, is actually celebrating its paperback release. So it was a nice little, you know, serendipitous convergence of occasions. So she's going to be joining in as well. And I'm just so excited about this. It's a great, great, great group of people who are just fun and deep and entertaining and engaging, and I really hope everyone comes to check it out. And of course, there will be wine, because the stuff is always better with that.
Are the stories that the storytellers tell, that felt redundant, but anyway, are the pieces that they'll share, what they'll talk about, pieces that they've already contributed to the website or the book, or how is that curated?
No, I have challenged them to come up with pieces that they have not already addressed.
Mm-hmm.
In writing or in live storytelling. Everyone on this list has either contributed to Modern Loss, the website, or, and sometimes, and our book. Joey actually has a piece in the Modern Loss book, which is just terrific.
It is fantastic.
It's about, you know, I don't want to give it away, but it's about, you know, finding out about his dead aunt's kind of alter ego online, but only after she died. So it's just this amazing, amazing piece. Mm-hmm. And so while all of these people have already contributed pieces to modern loss in some way, I've asked them to come up with something new, because the one thing we do know about loss is that it is a bottomless pot of coffee in terms of themes and angles and permutations and combinations of experiences. It is not just about crying, which, you know, I am guilty of doing a lot of with regards to my loss, which is losing both of my parents in my early 30s. But it's also about, you know, intimacy and technology and finance and secrets, triggers. There are just so many different things that are affected by the fact that we have had a profound loss in our life. And it's not always the things that you think about. And that's why I think these storytelling events are really amazing, because they really give you in just like an hour and a half period of time, this amazing window into this very deep experience. And I also think by extension, it really cracks open community. I think everybody can relate to different threads of these stories. And in the end, you're just going to have this really powerful, I don't know, like exercise in empathy.
Which is severely lacking and we need more of.
Let's put it that way. This world could use a little bit more of that right now.
Yes, so, please.
So come be empathic. Come talk about modern loss. And again, it's just... these events, you know, I've done them quite frequently. We did one, and they always take on different forms, but I did one of these in Los Angeles for our book launch there, and it was all, you know, like one of the writers from Girls and one of the writers from Silicon Valley. And it's just so great. I mean, it's like, I love roping in comedians to this stuff, because there's such a fine line between comedy and tragedy. Mm-hmm. And frequently you will find a lot of comedy in tragedy. And I'm a big proponent of, whenever humanly possible, trying to locate the levity in an experience, not to be disrespectful about it, but rather to kind of stay sane, because sometimes you just have no choice but to just laugh at the ridiculousness of it all.
An evening of modern law storytelling with Rebecca Sofer, August 9th at The Mount in Lenox, Massachusetts, starting at 6 p.m. Rebecca, congratulations. Thank you. And have fun at The Mount.
Thank you. I will.
Once again, an evening of modern law storytelling with Rebecca Sofer will take place at Edith Wharton's The Mount in Lenox, Massachusetts this Thursday at 6. To learn more, visit edithwharton.org or modernloss.com. Both links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.